Well, ho-hum, the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl again. If they win, it would be the team's sixth championship since 2001, and that would tie the record for most Super Bowl wins. It could make them the greatest dynasty in NFL history. But it wasn't always that way. We thought we should take a look back at the history of New England's football team, and here with us is Mike Stanton. He's an associate professor of journalism at the University of Connecticut and a longtime sports writer and investigative journalist for the Providence Journal. Mike, welcome back to Next. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
So I guess my first question is, Mike, when did people in New England really, really start to care about the Patriots? Because when I moved to the city of Boston in around 1990, no one really cared about the Patriots. Then all of a sudden, there were a lot of people on that bandwagon.
John, just to put it in perspective, do you realize that there are babies born within the last 11 months in New England who have never seen their Patriots in a Super Bowl? And they're going to realize their dream is going to come true this weekend. So it's a long time between feedings, you know, for Patriots fans. I mean, when you go back, you know, they were like the orphan of the, you know, second league, the American Football League in the 1960s. I think they made it to one championship game and they lost 51-3 or something. They played in Nickerson Field, in Harvard Stadium, in Fenway Park, at BU's Alumni Stadium. And then they went to Foxborough, where they initially played in the old Schaefer Stadium, where drunks would be stumbling down the wooden bleachers. I remember going to a playoff game there. Of course, they lost. And then when they finally did make it to a Super Bowl in 1985, we all gathered around our TV sets with anticipation and watch the Chicago Bears steamroller them 46-10.
Well, the New England Patriots have this regional moniker, even though they started as the Boston Patriots, and they represent in some ways all of New England. But before we get to the story about how they almost came to Hartford, perhaps you can put this in a little bit of context for us, Mike. I mean, there wasn't a football team, a professional football team, in New England at all before the Patriots came to join the AFL. So an awful lot of people in this region, they already had allegiances. This isn't necessarily Patriots country, all of New England, right?
No, it's big New York Giants territory. You still find quite a few Giants fans here. I grew up in outside of Hartford in Windsor Locks, and a lot of Giants fans there. And even when the Patriots, you know, came into the NFL, they were in the early 1970s, they were kind of a joke and not a team that had a lot of allegiance. In fact, when they finally moved out of their, you know, homeless situation in Boston and went to Foxborough, they wanted to call themselves the Bay State Patriots. And the NFL nixed that idea for brand recognition, and they became the New England Patriots.
So the New England Patriots, back in 1998, they start to negotiate with the state of Connecticut about moving from Foxborough to the downtown area of Hartford, which at the time was trying to rebuild itself, a revitalization that was being headed up by Governor John Rowland, who just a few years later would end up in prison on unrelated corruption charges. But he negotiated with the Crafts. And I remember, Mike, I was at a press conference. It's about 20 years ago right now in which Robert Kraft and John Rowland said the Patriots are coming to Hartford. And there was a lot of enthusiasm. As a matter of fact, we found this clip. Here's Jonathan Kraft. He's Robert Kraft's son, current president of the Patriots, talking to Eyewitness News in Connecticut in December of 1998 about the planned move here to the city.
You're going to have tens of thousands of people, not just for football, but for the concerts and the soccer and all the other events, coming from all over New England to Hartford, experiencing its rejuvenation, spending money in the city, spending the night at hotels and restaurants and eating. So it really should be a win for the Connecticut citizens, both being able to come to the facility, but also from an economic standpoint as well.
All right, so these are the promises being made far beyond just a football team playing 8 or 10 times a year. What ended up happening with the Patriots coming and moving themselves to downtown Hartford?
Well, John, there's another great Connecticut promoter named P.T. Barnum, and he said there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
And a lot of people felt that even at the peak of the excitement in Hartford, that it was just never going to happen, that Robert Kraft was basically using Hartford as a tool to get what he wanted out of Massachusetts, which is what he has today, this beautiful Gillette Stadium, this surrounding lucrative mall, the Patriot Place. And I remember at the height of it, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe columnist, sports columnist, you know, said this is never going to happen. The NFL is never going to let the Patriots get away from the bigger Boston market. And Shaughnessy was kind of belittling Hartford as the insurance capital, a dull city. And I remember vividly he called it America's file cabinet. and I think Hartford was kind of played for suckers there.
They were in many ways, and I think it also set off some bad feelings in part of the New England region about this team. But still, there are an awful lot of fans across Connecticut, certainly in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Do you sense that the New England Patriots are now New England's team, that there are fans all across our region?
Totally. And just as New England has politically become isolated from the rest of the country, in terms of pigskin politics, we're also isolated because I think if you go outside of New England, the Patriots are kind of like the old New York Yankees, the hated villain, the Death Star somebody compared them to a few years ago.
Because this dynasty might be at its end, because Tom Brady can't play forever, Bill Belichick probably can't coach forever, if the Patriots start to perform more like a normal football team, or maybe even start to lose, do you think that they will hold the imagination of New England in the way that they have? Have they built up so much goodwill that they'll always be a team that people follow here? Or do you sense that New England fans, once they start losing someday down the line, might not be going to the stadium quite as much as they used to?
Excellent question. I think that, you know, maybe the Patriots, through this dynasty, they've built up the kind of, fan base that the Red Sox have had through their lean years. And certainly attendance isn't going to be as strong when you're not winning. But I think they've probably built a reservoir of interest in the team. And then obviously it will depend on who leads them in the future. But one of the interesting things I think about this dynasty, when you look at it, they've been to, this will be their ninth Super Bowl under Brady and Belichick. You know, they've won five, lost two. But of the eight games they've played, they've been decided by an average of 4.2 points. And of the five wins, they've been decided by an average of 3.8 points. So this dominance is not reflected in the final scores. People forget that before this run by the Patriots, the Super Bowl usually was a dull, anticlimactic blowout. And the Patriots, they always make it interesting. The games often come down to the wire. You know, they're very fun games to watch. And people forget that the Super Bowl wasn't always like that.
Mike Stanton is an associate professor of journalism at the University of Connecticut. He's been an investigative reporter and a sports reporter in the region for a long time. He's also the author of Unbeaten, Rocky Marciano's Fight for Perfection in a Crooked World. Mike, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, John. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.